Okay, everybody, we are back. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. I'd like to say happy Friday, everybody.
Yes.
I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far. I hope you have a lot of plans for your weekend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But not too many.
Well, I don't know. Look.
Have some time off as well and enjoy your happy hour.
That's it. Enjoy your happy hour. If you need a refill, you should do that because we've still got a ways to go on this journey.
Absolutely.
Called the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
And we are having our Big Storm Surfline Lager.
Surfline Lager, everybody.
For our studio happy hour beer tonight.
If you're here locally, get over there.
Yes.
Get over there. It's on 49th Street in Clearwater. You can't miss it. It's great.
No, in fact, there's a billboard with a big arrow.
Yeah. Says go that way.
Beer.
No excuse.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Pick up a cerveza or two.
Right. Yep.
Or just one Cat 5.
Or just one Cat 5.
That's pretty much all you need.
Yes.
It's going to get you where you want to go.
Yes.
It's quite devastating.
Great beer, though.
Yep. Anyway, before the break, we started talking about sports, and I don't think anybody can deny that the biggest story of the week has got to be the fact that the Chicago Cubs broke their curse Wednesday night by defeating the Cleveland Indians 8-7 in 10 innings of Game 7 of the World Series.
Talk about a nail-biter.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, this World Series is probably the most exciting World Series that I've ever watched.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. By far.
I'm not saying that it's the most exciting World Series ever.
No.
But because of the implications, both teams having such a drought between appearances and championships, that kind of thing, it made it that much more interesting. I would like to think that probably the ratings, the TV ratings for these games were probably through the roof.
Absolutely.
I mean, I would have to think that.
I would think that. Mm-hmm. I would definitely think that.
And I would like to think that if you were from anywhere but Ohio, that just about everybody else was pulling for Chicago.
And some of Ohio.
And some of Ohio.
Gotta say, I was more of a Reds fan, so.
I see.
You know. Yeah.
Well, look, if you're from this area, the St. Pete, Tampa Bay area, and you're a Rays fan, I mean, you almost had to root for Chicago because of Joe Maddon and Ben Zobrist.
Ben Zobrist.
What a fantastic job.
I know. You know.
Look, when you get traded from a team or released from a team and you're picked up by another team, you don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Right.
They won the lottery.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Ben Zobrist was the World Series MVP.
MVP.
Is there any question whether or not Joe Maddon's going to get Manager of the Year?
No.
Right. I mean, come on, man.
Right.
Pull him out of that drought.
Right. Yeah. Now, and I saw where Ben Zobrist is the first Cub to be named MVP because they didn't even have an MVP the last time the Cubs were in the World Series.
Well, I got something interesting kind of like that kind of throws things back to the past. The Cubs had not won a World Series since 1908.
Right.
And not been to a World Series since 1945. Hannah Claire, you got something to add to that?
Yeah. Did you know that back in 1945, the price of gas was only 15 cents a gallon?
15 cents.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
1945.
Yeah.
Okay.
And to get a World Series lower level ticket, it was only $6.
Right.
Wow.
Today, $5,000.
That's that
for lower level seats.
Look, I love baseball. I love the whole, you know, the whole glamour part of the World Series. I love all of it. But I'm not paying $5,000 to go see a baseball game.
No,
right.
No way. I'm more comfortable paying
unless
six.
They let me wear a uniform and bat.
Yeah, right.
Let me take a couple swings.
It better be the whole World Series experience.
Right. Seriously.
I better get to sleep with one of the star players. No, I didn't mean sleep with him. Like sleep with him. I meant like room with him.
Bunk.
I should have said bunk with him.
Yeah, right? Be part
of
the
Paul
team.
What would Paul say?
Yeah, he's jealous.
Sorry, Paul.
And on his birthday.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy that a team, you know what I wanted to look up and I didn't get time to do it? There's got to be other teams that haven't been to the World Series.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's just that, you know, they made such a big deal because way back in 1908, you know, the Cubs went to and won a championship,
but they
hadn't done it since.
But they also won in 1907.
Oh,
they
did they?
Won back,
okay. So back to back. I see. I wasn't
World
aware of
Series.
That. All right.
And then went 108
well, look,
years.
From 1908 to 1945, that's a drought.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
From 1945 till now?
Right.
That's a drought.
That's a drought.
Yeah. Those people, those poor people. And you know what? What they I are, like about the Cubs fans is they're loyal.
They are loyal.
Yeah. They are loyal, man.
Well, and they lost their minds over this. They were dying the river blue and
everything.
Yeah. Oh, the party is still going on. I don't think they've slept yet.
No.
The celebration is just unending in Chicago.
I have a
right
friend
now.
At work, and he's from Chicago. Grew up on the same street that the stadium is on.
Right.
His 90-year-old dad still lives there today.
Wow.
During baseball season, his 90-year-old dad parks cars.
Wow.
Apparently parking around the stadium there is not good.
Right.
So like they do in every other town, people will open up their yards.
Right.
And pay money and charge money for people to park.
Right.
That's what his dad does. He's 90.
Yeah. Wow.
So Ruben was telling me that during the regular season, his dad's charging like $40 a pop.
Wow.
For
right.
a regular season game.
World Series?
Anywhere from 100 to 200.
Wow.
100 if you got there early.
Yeah.
200 if it was getting close to game time and he had to try to squeeze one in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe he can retire now.
Well, he's 90.
you know.
And Ruben says that his sight is dwindling.
Oh, no.
That's even better. Parking cars. Sight.
Right.
In bedlam.
Right.
You got to feel them out.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. So anyway, the Cubs finally broke their curse and ended their 100-year drought by becoming this year's World Series champs.
Truly a sign of the end of time.
Yeah. What that means, though, is that Cleveland, on the other hand, now owns the distinction as the team with the longest championship drought.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, they're in Ohio and nobody really cares.
Oh, stop. That's not true.
Nobody really cares.
But, you know, it was just so exciting. So, and
maybe if they started putting those stickers on their bats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I just, oh, the whole, you know, 10 innings, when it went to extra innings of the seventh game, and it was like, you know, talk about Alka-Seltzer.
Well, look, it got to be 12:15. For the last two innings, I'm doing the head bob.
And I'm like, you're missing it.
Yeah, missing it, you know. I pull my eyes open, and it's like, oh, my God. They're coming back. You know, when I started the head bob, it was like 6-1.
Right. Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it's 6-6. It's 11:45. And it's like, you know what? I think Cleveland's got the momentum.
Yeah,
I think they're going to take this
it
thing.
It seemed like it. They were at home and, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, right. They had the home field advantage.
And it started
they had the home
to rain
crowd.
And, you know, it was drizzly.
Well, I said the home field advantage and the home crowd. But you know what I thought was interesting when watching that game is – there were a lot of Cubs fans there.
There were a lot of Cubs fans
because the
there.
Cubs did not get unnoticed when they did something
oh,
good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the crowd was going
wild.
Crazy. Right.
Yeah. Well, Chicago is not that far away.
Ah.
You know, I mean, it's not like they had to, you know, fly to San Francisco to go to this game.
If you had to drive.
A couple hours.
Really?
Yeah.
That close?
It's not far.
I had no idea.
Not far
I should
at
have
all.
Paid more attention in school.
Yeah. Or the last time we were in Ohio.
Right.
One of the two.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, here, I'll show you where it is on the map.
I got you. Yeah, well, I guess if you're in Ohio, because there's no mountains, you can just look either left or right and see the next state, right?
Right, pretty yeah. much. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Right. So anyway, we talked about the Bucks. They lost last night 43-28 to the Atlanta Falcons. My Tampa Bay Lightning lost here last night at the Amalie Arena against the Boston Bruins. They lost 4-3.
Okay.
We started out really strong.
Yes.
The Lightning.
Yes.
Yep. What happened?
Yeah, well, we've lost, what are we? We're 6-4-1
yeah,
right now.
There you go. Bishop lost some teeth. We lost some games.
6-4-1. Right. So that means we had a tie.
Yes.
I didn't remember hearing about a tie.
You know, between the baseball and the football and the hockey,
right?
You know, at some point you're gonna miss.
Okay.
Watching a game.
Gonna miss watching a game, everybody.
You know, I haven't been to bed this week before midnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, between all the sports.
Right.
I'm actually ready for baseball to be over and get back to a better schedule of football and hockey.
Right. Too much going on.
Right.
Okay. Well, next up for the Bolts, they face the New Jersey Devils tomorrow night at the Amalie Arena at 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So hopefully they can turn it around and start winning.
And start
again.
Again. Well, I'll be able to wear my jersey tomorrow night, so they should win.
Yep.
You know, I won't be
changing.
Because
that makes all the difference.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, and that's one of the things that I said the other night watching the World Series. It's like, well, it's 6-6. You know, probably it'd be a good idea for me to go to bed because I'm probably giving it bad mojo.
Yes. Yes.
And look what happened.
And look what happened.
Right.
You went to bed.
And they won.
And they won.
So you're welcome.
Yes.
There you go, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I'll treat my Bucks right next Sunday.
Yeah.
When they haven't played Dub Bears.
Dub Bears.
And of course, yesterday, you had to wear your Ben Zobrist Tampa Bay shirt.
That's right.
You know, because if you don't have the Cubs jersey, wear the MVP instead.
That's it. That's exactly it. Let's see. Do we want to play Stump the Chump?
We can.
Now, here's the thing.
Okay, we have a thing.
I sort of screwed up our music.
Okay.
So I don't really have, I mean.
We're good. We don't need to take a break.
Are you sure?
Yeah. If you want to play a little bit of the birthday song, I'll start collecting my Stump the Chump.
Is it birthday themed?
It is.
All right.
It's a very, very busy, busy, busy.
All right, so we're about to play Stump the Chump.
Yes.
And apparently it's birthday themed.
Who knew today was such a popular birthday? Very, very popular birthday.
November 4th, 2016.
Well, not 2016. We don't know those people yet.
Oh, no, right.
But historically, November 4th.
Throughout history. All right.
And that is our theme for Stump the Chump, is I am going to give you some hints, and you are going to pick the famous birthday of the famous person whose birthday is
November 4th.
November 4th.
Okay. Right. Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
See. What do we have?
Are you not using the bell?
No.
Give me the bell.
It was terrible.
I want it.
Yeah, okay, I lost.
Give it
time.
To me.
Yeah, it was the bell's fault.
It was.
Here we go.
You couldn't hear me.
That's it. Prosecute the gun, Ty.
I will.
Mm-hmm. All right. Our first person was born November 4th, 1916.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm. So put on your you know, brain buckets.
Okay.
He.
All right.
First hint. Was an American broadcast journalist.
1916.
He was born. He was best known as Anchorman for the CBS Evening News.
Walter Cronkite.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And you gonna do the voice?
And his catchphrase, and that's the way it is.
And that's the way it is.
Followed by the broadcast date. So, Mark has one with Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite.
Our next famous person, she was born November 4th, 1925.
Christ, there's some old people.
Which, this one surprised me. I had no idea that she was that old. She was an American actress, author, and philanthropist. Whose career spanned six decades of television.
Television.
Actress.
White?
Yes.
Okay.
Her role that you will know her as. Yes,
Dolly?
Hannah?
Dolly Parton?
No.
No.
No. The most recent role that she had was as Raymond's mother, Marie, on the CBS sitcom, Everybody Loves Raymond.
I can't think of her name.
Mark Tye.
Mark Tye.
Mrs. Potato Head.
No.
That's who it is.
Actually.
I can't think of her name. Is it Maureen something?
She was Mrs. Potato Head.
Oh.
She was the voice of Mrs. Potato
Head. Right. I think you got to give that to Ty because I can't think of her name.
Her name, and she passed away in April.
Is it Cherie?
No.
Maureen?
Doris.
Doris.
Doris Roberts.
All right.
Was born today. We will give that to Ty.
1925?
1925. Wow. I had no idea. That really surprised me. All right. Our next person. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was born on November 4th, 1940.
All right.
He is still alive.
Mm.
And he is an American blues rock and electric blues singer, songwriter, guitarist, harmonica player, and pianist. Mark.
Ry Cooder.
No. Ty.
Neil Young.
No.
White or black?
Black.
Mm. Oh! John Lee Hooker.
No. Ty?
Bob Dylan.
No.
Who else plays the damn harmonica?
Buddy Guy.
No, okay. This Grandpa Ron knows the answer to this question, and he is yelling at his radio right now.
Hmm.
Right now. We've seen him, I believe, at the Jazz Festival.
And he's still alive.
His highest charting single was Tell Me About It in 1992, which was a duet with Tanya Tucker. Reached number 4 on the country chart. Four of his albums have been number 1 on the U.S. blues chart. And another 2 reached number 2. His first name starts with a D. His last name starts with an M.
Delbert McClinton?
Yes.
Well, he's not black.
He's not black? No. I wasn't sure.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Did you see the attitude she was given when she was like, his first name starts with a D? No, he's not black.
Oh, I didn't. I don't know.
You just thought that because of his name.
I did not. Stop. All right, Mark has 2. Ty has 1.
No, he doesn't even get a point for that sass.
That's right?
That's a deduction.
That's it. He's cut off.
I'm taking a point.
Our next person.
Can I take one?
Sure. Yeah. Our next person was born November 4th, 1946.
Okay.
She.
All right.
I see how you did this.
She is a former first lady.
Ooh.
And she is the wife of our 43rd president of the United States. Mark.
Laura Bush.
Yes.
Oh, son of a bitch.
So that's like 3 for me,
right? That's 3 for you. Mm-hmm. All right, our next person. She.
Yeah.
Was born in 1960.
All right.
She is an American actress, comedian, writer, producer, and television host. Her Bravo reality show aired from 2005 to 2010. Funny show. We watched it quite a bit.
Joan Rivers.
No.
Oh!
No, she was born in 1960.
Oh, right. Okay.
She was on the Flintstones.
The real life version.
She was Pebbles.
This person has co-hosted with Anderson Cooper the New Year's Eve show on television. She's funny.
Oh.
I'll give you the name of her show.
Ellen?
No.
No.
Her Bravo show was My Life on the D-List.
Oh, Amy.
Hi.
Kathy Griffin.
Yes.
Kathy Griffin. She's born in 1960.
November 4th, 1960.
She's only 4 years older than me.
So two for Ty, three for Mark. Our next person, was born November 4th, 1961. He is an American actor, best known for his roles as Daniel LaRusso in The Karate Kid.
Ralph Macchio.
No, Ty rang first. All right. Nobody gets that one. you got a ring.
It's not the kazoo, buddy.
Well, there's not much difference between that and...
I'm like,
he's cutting out the middle, man.
Okay, the next...
Burned alive by the laser over here.
The next person on our list is a personal friend of mine.
Really?
He was born in 1963. He has a wife and two children. Mark.
Mr. Paul Hunley.
Mr. Paul Hunley.
All the way from Richmond, Virginia, everybody.
All the way from Richmond, Virginia.
Happy birthday, Pud.
So dad wins.
Yeah.
All right. But there are two more notable birthdays today.
Bonus. Okay. I'll take the win, but because there's two bonus, if they get one, they can steal the win.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Our next person.
If I get one of them, you're done.
That's it. Okay. Our next person was born November 4th, 1969.
Right. So you're ready to go.
Two years younger than myself. He first gained notoriety for his breakout role in the coming-of-age comedy Dazed and Confused in 1993. Hannah.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yes. And Hannah is
So close to getting them.
Yes. I was surprised.
All right.
I was surprised that Matthew McConaughey was so much younger than Ralph Macchio.
Mm-hmm.
That
doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't.
Struck me as odd somehow.
But I can also say that Ralph Macchio has been in my life almost all my life.
Right.
And
right.
Matthew McConaughey has not.
Has not. All right. So just not to
leave. Yeah, give us that last one.
Leave anyone out.
Right.
Our last person was also born November 4th, 1969.
Okay.
Same age as Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
This person, he is an American rapper. Singer, songwriter, actor, record producer, and entrepreneur.
Marshall Mathers?
No.
Marshall Mathers?
No.
No.
Puffy?
Yes.
Puffy.
Oh.
Puff Daddy.
Sean Diddy Combs.
Sean Diddy.
He's a butthole.
Ty's favorite.
You're a butthole.
I don't like Puffy. Puffy's a puffy butthole.
But look at, how many famous people were born today?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That list surprised me.
It's a day of greatness.
Usually when I go to this day in history, hoping for a good, solid actor or musician to base the whole Stump the Chump on.
Yeah.
And then I went to November 4th and it was like, who? We'll guess them all.
Does that mean I won?
Yeah.
Yes, because, dad got all cocky and changed the rules.
Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Big night for you, Hannah. You got Grandpa Ron's check.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 20 big ones there and another 20 big ones for the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. See your father on the way out.
Mm-hmm. Ty Ginn also got his $20.
Yeah.
It's a good opportunity for you guys on air to go, thank you, Grandpa Ron.
Thank you.
I'm sorry you have to pay them to wish you a happy birthday.
You really didn't have to.
I was going to call you anyway.
Yeah. You sound like a Beatle. All right.
A Beatle.
Did you guys hear about this woman who was badly burned while she was having surgery.
Yes,
it's terrible to laugh.
Well, apparently,
but it's unbelievable.
It's scary.
Well, it's very scary.
That's real.
Well, she was apparently having a procedure done on her cervix,
mm-hmm.
and it was a laser procedure.
Right.
Laser.
No.
No, what they're laser. Claiming is that she farted.
Yes.
And somehow set off a combustion.
Yes.
That burnt her severely over like 30% of her body.
That's unbelievable.
Now,
mostly in the twat.
Yes. I mean, really. I mean, it's bad enough they got lasers in your hoo-ha.
Says burn most of her body, waist, and legs because she passed gas. Now, my whole thing is, okay, we're all sitting in the studio here.
Right.
Somebody lets one fly.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing people are going to say? Who did it?
Yeah. Right.
I think they blamed it on her.
No.
Maybe.
I think it was Dr. Ichigumi.
No.
Yeah, but then how would it have burned her?
It would have burnt him, not her.
No, robots if the gas fart. Seeped up, where if he's holding
yeah.
the laser close to her cervix and the gas sort of went in there.
What if he burped?
What if he burped? She's getting a
what if he
a
had
bad deal.
Some spicy, you know.
Was she getting any kind of compensation?
I would hope so.
Can you imagine?
I don't know how you compensate.
This all happened in Tokyo,
laser
Japan.
Company? Like,
what's that song? This girl is on fire.
Yeah.
There you go. You suppose one of the nurses said, "This girl is on fire." Yeah.
But I mean, what a horrifying thought.
Yeah, you that know? Is really scary.
I mean,
that is even a possibility.
Right. And I've never thought about that. But
I don't
you
think
have
this
no
story's
control
true.
Over
Asians
that.
Don't fart.
Exactly. You know, if you're under sedation, who knows what you're doing?
Right. Well, apparently, when you're under sedation, you get real foul mouthed.
Farty.
Oh, well,
and farty, yeah. I guess.
We know Hannah gets foul mouthed.
I am sorry.
And racy. And
Hannah went in for a procedure. They put her under, and the nurse said something to us that she was talking about what Hannah was talking about while she was under, and she was too embarrassed to tell us what she said.
Yes. Right.
It was that bad.
Well, I was having a procedure done on my inner thigh.
Right.
All right. And apparently, the nurse told me
were
later,
they removing a queer tattoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually. No, but... The nurse told me later that apparently I told the doctor to never go down on the first date.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be. I don't know you. What are you doing
you
down
were only 14
there?
Then. How do you even know what going down means? Oh, my God. You're never leaving the house again.
My hoo-ha.
We got the internet now, man.
Yeah. You're grounded. Oh my God!
Yeah,
wow.
I was saying some crazy stuff.
Yeah, apparently he was her drug-induced state. She right. thought he was trying to put some moves
I
on her.
I had to have been 16.
Yeah,
I feel like I had to have been at probably. Least over 16.
Yeah.
But see, that's why I'll never go to like the dentist or anything like that again. Because who knows what I'll say?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, at the dentist, there's not a whole. You're not saying a whole lot. They all got all kinds of apparatus in your mouth.
Yeah.
You're gonna say. Ah, rah, rah.
You can say anything you want. Nobody will understand.
Spit, boy. So anyway, what a sad story. This poor girl goes in for a procedure. She was only in her 30s.
Wow.
I said only in her 30s,
only
like she died. She didn't die.
Well,
she just burned horribly.
Only wish she died.
Only in her 30s.
Very badly burned.
Yeah.
You know, like she was 16.
Right. That just goes to show you, a little gas goes a long way.
I guess so. I guess so. And they are serious.
Must have been high test.
When they say, do not eat.
Japanese
before...
eat a lot of crazy food. What do you suppose it was that created that gas bomb?
Who knows?
Some eel sushi?
Something.
Gross.
Ugh.
I hear eel tastes very muddy.
Ew. Ew.
No, it's all right.
That's a bad. That's.
It's good.
But it's like a muddy flavor.
Not really.
So it's so like Brussels sprouts that taste like dirt.
I guess
only
that's
when you say muddy. Is that what you're talking about?
I guess
like dirt?
I don't know. I heard it on a cooking.
I've had eel sushi. I didn't think that. I think it all depends on if it's fresh or not.
Yeah.
You know, fresh. Fresh sushi doesn't taste fishy at all.
Right.
Ty, supposedly. How would you describe it?
I mean, it's kind of greasy, but not muddy or anything.
I have heard greasy or oily.
A little.
Gamey?
Gamey. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Well, see, gamey would be like not fresh, right?
No,
I thought gamey
was necessarily.
Like a,
it's a
deer.
Yeah.
Deer is gamey.
Have you ever had deer?
No.
Yes.
I've had deer before, and yeah, it was gamey. And it was fresh. I didn't like it.
Duck is apparently gamey.
Duck.
No, I've had duck.
Duck is delicious.
Duck can be fantastic. But duck is very oily.
Yeah,
very greasy.
Very greasy. Yeah. Very greasy.
When I was in the Marine Corps, my buddy Russ Rivard, who is from Wisconsin, his dad was a big hunter, big bow hunter. And every winter, while we were stationed out in Hawaii, we were out there for 4 years.
Right.
His dad would send him a cooler full of dry ice and deer jerky, bear jerky,
rabbit.
Rabbit.
Like there was rabbit.
Yeah, anything that he could kill with his bow and arrow.
Wow.
He was sending it. And so I've tried all of that stuff, and truly, he was sort of like a master at curing it, I guess, because it was all fantastic.
It was
I
good,
liked all
but
of it.
It did have, you knew you weren't eating beef jerky.
Yeah.
It definitely had a different flavor, and
well,
I associate
now let me
that
ask you this.
Gamey.
Is that because you knew what it was?
No.
If they didn't tell you what it was, would you still think that? Because sometimes the power of suggestion.
Right.
Well, because I know for me, if I know what it is, I can psych myself up to eat it, but still I got that in the back of my mind that,
No, I mean,
still
I...
Still tastes like a raccoon.
Yeah. Right.
Now, what should that taste like?
Right. I don't know.
No, but it definitely has a distinct flavor to it. You know, just like, do beef and chicken taste the same?
No.
No.
You know, so...
Oh, okay, I got you.
You know, why would our beef or fish...
Do chicken and frogs taste the same?
They're very similar. They are very similar.
Tastes like chicken.
Tastes like chicken.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I have had some gamey frog legs.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not good. Bad swamp. Bad swamp.
Bad swamp. Mm. Right. Mm-hmm.
We should probably go ahead and take a break.
All right. Let's do that. When we come back, let's talk about what's cool and new for downtown St. Pete.
Tweet.
All right, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com.
.com.
Oh, man, I hope you're having a nice Friday evening listening to our show. We'll be right back.
walk outside, she began to stop. You know the beauty shop is just down the block. But they kept on pushing, they didn't even stop. She got me knocking on my front door. She got me trying to sleep on my own floor. Well, I tell my baby just the other day, somebody's got to go.
Okay, everybody, we are back. And once again, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Listen, if at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. And we'll talk to you about anything.
Yes.
Yep. For those of you here in the studio.
Yes.
Who needs a refill?
I do.
Of Surfline Lager.
I would like you to fill up my Surfline Lager, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me do that. Let me get the Surfline Lager.
And head it on down there.
Give me your vessel.
Yes.
I'm filling your vessel. That sounds dirty.
I am leaving.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
Hannah, looks like you're about halfway.
Yeah. Yep, you're good.
Okay, Ty, you still have some there. Yeah. All right, I'm still working on mine, too. I like it. Love it.
Yes.
I just had a refill right before the break.
Yeah, and at 6.9%.
By volume.
Yeah, I'll just...
Bring in the stretchers.
Yep, keep going.
To wheel us out of here. Mm-hmm. I love it. Surfline Lager.
Makes for a great happy hour.
Where's this beer come from?
Big Storm. Big Storm.
Big Storm.
Big
Storm.
Wow. You guys are so cool.
The show has gone from...
totally not
really cheesy to really, really cheesy.
Yeah.
Mm. We might now be campy enough for the hipsters to like us.
Yeah. Oh,
I doubt it.
No, no. Dad still doesn't wear his fake glasses or suspenders.
I could start.
We got a ways to go.
Beard.
Oh. Hey, you know, speaking of that, this is No Shave November.
Yes.
I had not shaved... All month, which is, what, 4 days?
Me either.
Look at you. Yeah.
Ty's winning.
Grizzly Adams.
Uh-huh.
But I woke up this morning, and I looked at myself, and I was like, you look a little homeless.
And then I'm hungry.
Right, and then I'm thinking, well, we were kind of invited to a party on, what, the 13th?
Yes. We have a wedding to go to this coming week.
Right, and the way my beard grows... it's slow moving. You know, it's slow going. You know,
yeah, scraggly.
So I look homeless now. Right. I would look even more homeless then.
Right,
a week from now. So I shaved it off this morning. So I'm clean shaven.
Yeah,
smooth as a baby's butt.
I'm still
right on my face.
I'm still good. Mm-hmm. I'm still in for No Shave November.
Oh no!
How's that?
No. Is that why you're wearing pants?
Yes.
Oh no!
Surprise!
Surprise! But like I said, we have a wedding to go to and another event to attend.
You can wear pants.
So I guess.
Well, I guess I'll have to put the weed whacker in the shop.
Yeah. Get it tuned up.
Get it tuned up. Right. So before the bake. The break.
Hey, all right.
Sounds like we're doing something illegal in here.
Maybe.
Yeah. Before the break, and hopefully it's not illegal for too much longer.
Right.
Hey.
Anyway, before the break, we said that we were going to talk about something cool and new for downtown St. Petersburg. A lot of you in this area know that the Cross Bay Ferry kicks off their service today, as a matter of fact. And this is the ferry that's going to go from downtown St. Petersburg over to Tampa Bay, or to Tampa. Where's it coming from?
Out into the bay.
Bye.
Over to Tampa.
Goes over to Tampa. And it,
have fun.
Well, it drops you off over there. Where's it drop
over
you?
By the convention center. By the
right, Tampa Convention Center, downtown. Okay, so that happens, kicks off today. They had a dry run or a wet run because it's a boat. I think on Tuesday.
There goes the campy right, again.
So, right, so it was a bunch of executives and things like that that got to take the, I guess, maiden voyage.
Right.
This boat's pretty cool. It holds about 149 passengers.
Yes.
I think it goes fairly fast. I don't remember what the knots were.
Does it go very fast?
I think
very
30,
fast.
30 miles an hour, I think it is. But it's a 50-minute trip.
Oh, that's a nice boat ride.
It's a good clip. Mm-hmm. Yep. If I remember correctly, I think the fare is $10 each way.
Yes, for right. adults. And I don't know, there might be discounts for seniors or children or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, look, this is not something that's set in stone like it's going to be here forever. It's just going to, this is like a trial basis. They're only going to do it for 6 months and see, I guess, what the interest
is.
Sure, that's a good idea.
I don't see how it wouldn't catch on.
Me either. Well, I mean, it's, you know, when your choice is for us to drive down to St. Pete, park your car,
right,
get on the ferry to go over to Tampa, to go to the convention center or to any of the other destinations over there.
Well, see,
for
the thing
an
is,
event.
The bad thing about, look, we've been here 18 years.
Right.
And the sad thing is, I don't know anything about Tampa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, how's that possible? We have not ventured across the bay that many times where if you dropped me over there,
You'd
I wouldn't
lost.
Know how to get back.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't know where I was. I wouldn't know what was close. I wouldn't
right.
know.
Well, Amalie Arena is right there.
We've been to the Tampa Theater several times. I love that.
Well, and
we've been to Ybor.
We've been
a couple times.
We've been to Amalie Arena back when it was the Ice Palace.
Right.
That's where we used to go to all the concerts.
Right. Yeah.
One of the biggest issues, I think, for us is driving over there. The commute over. It's not relaxing.
All right, well, let me ask you this. If you go from St. Petersburg over there and they drop you off at the convention center, all right, you're over there now, you don't have a vehicle.
Right.
Are all of those things that we just mentioned within walking distance, or would you have to get a cab?
No, they have transportation available on the other side of the bay, just like they do for the visitors coming from Tampa over here to St. Pete.
Okay, now that's one of the things that I wanted to mention. Here in St. Petersburg, we are now offering residents another way to navigate. It's busy downtown streets. We just kicked off, or not we, I'm
Wait,
not part of the
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, you did it. Take the credit, buddy.
Yeah. The Coast Bike Share Program rolled out on Tuesday with 100 green demo bikes spread across 10 hubs along the city's waterfront and Central Avenue corridor. Now, apparently, they have a similar situation in Tampa.
In Tampa, okay. Exactly. So, taking the bicycles is an option. Both cities also have trolleys.
Okay. I just really don't know that much about Tampa.
I don't know my way around
right.
in Tampa,
mm-hmm.
But they have the trolley service, and the two cities have worked together, and their two transportation hubs have worked together where you can buy an all-day ticket, and it's good on either side of the bay.
Right.
You know, so the cooperation in this venture is,
well, there's like, you
is
can
impressive.
Get, you can get like a daily ticket. You can get a monthly ticket that gives you a certain amount of rides, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. You've got a lot of transportation options on both sides of the bay to get you to where you want to go.
These bikes, I really dig that. I think that's very cool because a lot of times we'll drive down to, downtown St. Pete, which is fantastic. And, you know, look, it's big enough now. All of the upgrades and all of the new things have sort of spread.
Right.
And it's still growing.
And still growing.
So it's not like you can just go to one spot and hit it all. Now you really have to get back in your car to check it all out. Mm-hmm. But if you were able to go to one of these hubs and get on a bike,
right?
You know, I think initially people are going to be like, "What? I got to ride a bike?" But I think
get some exercise.
How cool would it be if now all of a sudden there are more bikes? Right now they just kick this thing off with 100 bikes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They say that by January they hope to have 300 bikes.
Nice.
Yeah, that'd right? be good.
Nice.
And even more hubs. Right now they started off with 10 hubs.
Okay.
And they're all right down there, downtown St. Pete, along the waterfront and Central Avenue.
Nice.
I think that's fantastic.
Very nice.
And if they, you know, spread that out, I think downtown St. Pete is going to become sort of like a European city.
Oh, how nice yeah. would that be?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fewer cars.
Fewer cars.
More bikes.
More bikes. I love it.
I heard somebody tell me that they went to Amsterdam, and there are so many bikes mm-hmm. in Amsterdam that... you don't even really own a bike. There's just, you come out of a place and you just grab the closest bike.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And go.
And
well,
that's, just go. It's, you know? It's very, and it's not considered stealing.
Right. It's very similar to the program at Eckerd College.
Yeah.
You know, where you come out of the library, you get on a bike and ride it to the dorm, park it at the dorm, whoever, you know, and they had, I don't even know how many bikes down there.
Right.
But, you know, that same concept within their campus. And it seemed to be a very successful program.
Yeah, no, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
Very helpful.
I'm looking at the what they're going to be charging to ride these bikes. It says a single bike share member membership, which costs $15 per month for rides up to an hour each day, and $20 per month for 90 minutes of daily ride time.
Well, they don't want you riding your bike to the beach from downtown. They don't have a hub there.
Yeah.
They just want you to go from, you know, restaurant to bar to the museum to...
Now, what I'm not seeing not in here is can you...
You can still get a DUI on a bike.
Let's say you pick the bike up at one hub. Can you drop it off at another?
Yes.
You should be able to.
So it's like, okay, that's cool.
That's now, the whole concept of
it. Do they have the wheel arresters like shopping carts if you try to leave like the downtown area?
Oh, they might.
And just flip you off of it?
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a picture of the bike's Ty.
Great for radio.
Right.
Now, see, Ty wants one of those bikes just because that's his favorite color.
Mm-hmm. Well, two things that we need to do as a show.
Pretty cool, though.
We need to try the Cross Bay Ferry.
Yes.
Yes.
And we also need to try these bikes.
Yes.
I think that'd be very cool.
Do they have tricycles for the
bicycle?
I did not see that in the article.
For the less stable bicycle rider? You know, how about a tandem?
You know what? I think that's a good idea. I think that's a great idea. I'd almost rather have that. Because what if you were like shopping? If you're going from shop to shop,
right? Or something?
Right.
I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Little trailer on the back?
Right.
I think it's better with the two wheels in front. Those are harder to flip
Mayor
over.
Mayor Kreisman, if you're listening.
Yes.
We would prefer tricycles.
We would prefer...
Four-wheel bicycles.
Four-wheel?
What?
Pedal pubs everywhere.
Now you're just being crazy.
Some tricycles and some tandems. That way I could just sit on the back.
You mean car?
And hold on to my handlebars and not have to worry about me driving into anything or off of anything.
Right. Let's see. Stephanie, you gave me an article earlier in the week that says, is there an age limit on wearing blue jeans?
Yes.
What?
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I find it ridiculous.
I think it's appalling.
I do too.
I've worn blue jeans my entire life.
Exactly.
What else are you supposed to wear?
Right.
I would like to think that if I was 85 years old, I could still rock a pair of blue jeans.
Yes.
Who's saying
I know
that
somebody
you
that does.
Me too.
Bill Glenn rocks a pair of blue jeans.
Yes, he does.
Like nobody's
he's a cowboy.
Business.
He is a cowboy.
He's allowed to.
Right. I mean, what's he supposed to be wearing?
Looking mighty fine in those jeans, Bill.
Yeah. What's he supposed to be wearing? Polyester pants?
Right.
Corduroys?
Not yeah. Bill.
You know, sweatpants or something. Right. You know.
But anyway, this article said that somebody did conducted a survey, and I guess some people say that when you get to the age of 53, you should ditch the Levi's or the blue jeans.
And what, you know who said that?
That's preposterous.
Hipsters.
What else do you wear? That is what gets me about this.
Well, listen, right. I know you kids, especially you, Hannah, you give me some guff about wearing my blue jean shorts.
Yeah, because jean shorts, jorts are pretty much out.
Jorts?
They're jorts, man.
Oh.
Jorts are pretty much out.
Let me tell you
out.
Something.
It's 2016. I've been trying to break it to you easy. But
let me tell you something, Hannah.
He's not taking the hint.
Nah. When I was a kid, okay, at the beginning of every school year, my mom would take me and I'd get two pairs of jeans and like three pairs of corduroys. Mm-hmm. All right. By the end of the school year, every single one of those pairs of pants, the knees were gone.
Gone. Yeah.
And you know why? Because kids back in my day, we went out and played.
Right.
Right? So the knees were gone. So guess what happened when school was out? All of those pants with the holes in the knees became your summer shorts.
Yes. Right.
That was your bathing suit.
Probably.
And your
yeah.
That's
suit. What I was just getting ready to say, Ty. For probably the first 14 years of my life, I don't think I owned a bathing suit.
Yeah.
My bathing suit for the summer was my cutoff jeans.
Right.
Truly.
Those were the days. Much simpler. Shorts. Much simpler time.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. I can't imagine ever putting an age limit on blue jeans.
On blue right. jeans.
It's just preposterous.
And I have a feeling Paul Hunley would agree,
yes,
considering
he would.
Today would be his cutoff to stop wearing blue jeans.
I'd be cut willing to bet he's wearing blue jeans right now.
Right now. Mm-hmm. As we speak.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing my jeans. Don't try to take them from me.
That's right. Yep. Let's see. Oh, I wanted to mention our jerk of the week.
Didn't know we had one.
Yeah, we do. I wasn't so sure about it, but I couldn't pass this up.
Some things just...
yeah.
A
man trying to steal a load of items from Walmart used a load of his own to avoid punishment when he was caught.
Oh, no.
A load of his own. Mm. On October 25th, Pinellas County Sheriff's arrested 57-year-old Ramon Luis Gonzalez after he flung poop.
Oh.
His own poop.
No. Well, at least it was his.
On loss prevention officers who stopped him from shoplifting.
No.
No.
So he just had that ready, or did he produce it?
Oh, I'm going to tell you how.
Oh, no.
When loss prevention officers approached Gonzalez, he faked a medical condition and pooped his pants. How are you sticking?
Yeah.
He then reached in, pulled some out, and threw it at the loss prevention guys, and then ran away.
Unbelievable.
Now, I will hand it to him. That was a hell of a plan.
That's a good diversion there.
Fake a stroke.
That's better than a smoke screen. I know that.
Yeah. Did he plan this in advance?
This guy was all planned out.
Has this been his escape plan?
He must have known the texture.
Yeah. Bad.
Well, apparently Trump got wind of this, and he wants a wall built around that guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Just that guy.
I'll allow that.
Yeah, that might be deservable right. there.
Can we just build the wall around the Walmart?
Yeah. Anyway, he was caught, and he's been charged with retail theft, resisting a merchant, and marijuana possession.
Oh,
what about the poop?
They
didn't say anything about the poop.
No,
but who
salt?
Throws poop?
Is that?
Is he an ape?
Right.
I mean, come on, man.
Wow.
You know, it kind of reminds me back in the day. My whole life.
What'd you do?
Seems like I never threw any poop.
Oh, thank God.
But I've always been a big Steve Martin fan.
Right.
And he came out with this comedy album, and one of his bits was, "If you're ever walking along." And you're going to get mugged. Throw up on your money. Just whatever reason that sparked that memory. Throw up on your money.
What kind of heinous bodily right. fluid can you produce and put it all over your money?
Thought you were going to talk about the turd museum.
Yeah.
They got a lot of cool shit in there.
Yeah, a lot of cool shit in there, right. Some of that crap's pretty nice.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So one of the other things I like to do before the end of every show is I like to give you some things to think about. And I get all of these quotes out of the Week magazine. And let me run them down for you.
Run them down.
Let's see. If any two people could ever really get inside each other's head, it would scare the piss out of them.
Yes. Yeah.
And that came from mystery writer John D. McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
John D. McDonald.
Yeah. The next one says, fiction is the lie through which we tell the truth. That came from Albert Camus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the last one says, if you give me six lines written by the hand of the most honest of men, I will find something in them which will hang him.
Oh.
And that came from Richelieu.
Oh.
Richelieu.
Okay.
We've Richelieu. Done quotes from him before. But anyway, those are my things to think about.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, let's see. We got, I don't know, what do we got about?
A few minutes left.
Yeah, a few minutes left. Do we want to squeeze anything else in? Does anybody have anything that they want to add?
One of the big things that I want to remind all of our Marco Radio Happy Hour Show listeners.
Yeah.
Don't forget to change your clocks.
Oh, that's right.
This is the good Sunday. One.
We set them back?
Fall back an hour. So you get an extra hour of sleep in the morning and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Daylight savings time is ending. So when we fall back, we are going into theoretical real time.
All right. So wait a minute. That's going to be darker even earlier.
Yes. It's going to be darker earlier in the evening.
But it's still going to be darker, even darker in the morning.
No, it's going to be lighter in the morning.
If we fall back?
What?
Yeah, this always gets so confusing.
It does get confusing.
At
I've only lived 52 years. It's like the first time I've had to deal with this.
Come on, man.
Yeah, right. Never paid attention before.
What's happening?
You'll show up late half the year.
The fall back.
Right.
Say we are approaching 8 o'clock right now.
Right.
Next Friday night, we will only be approaching 7 o'clock.
Okay. I got you.
So, yes, we are falling back.
What?
Don't forget to just change your clocks and
just
go with
it. Just change your clock. Sunday night.
It's a clock.
All right.
Yeah. And while you're changing your clocks,
change
your smoke detector batteries.
Good idea.
It's good for everyone.
That's a good public service.
Can prevent forest fires.
Good for you, Steph.
I am the wealth of public service announcements.
Mm-hmm.
The last one is...
Don't fart while having surgery.
That's good. That's good. No. Tuesday, November 8th, vote.
Yes, absolutely. Get out there and vote.
Vote and spend this weekend.
Whether you like them or not.
Spend this weekend doing research.
Yeah.
Either way, it'll probably be your last chance.
And there beyond the presidential election, that is one question on your ballot of many.
Right.
So do a little research into the other people running on
your phone call.
Local levels.
It's
go
a little
ahead.
Late.
We're right at the...
Well, go ahead.
All right. Hello, caller. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we talking to?
You are talking to your mother-in-law.
Hello.
Change your clock Saturday night, Sunday night.
Oh, well, we got it wrong.
Saturday night.
Got it wrong.
Saturday night before you go to bed.
Thank you.
But it happens at 2 o'clock Sunday morning. Thanks,
all
Mom.
Right. Hey, listen, Granny Pants, we got to run. Talk
wear
to you soon.
Your jeans.
Love you. Okay. All right. So, we need to wrap it up.
Yes.
Because we're closely approaching. Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add?
No.
Stephanie?
No, I'm good.
Ty again?
Nope.
Me neither. So
perfect.
I will say.
Perfect.
I will
wrap it up.
As always, I will say Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
That's not what you normally say.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well. Yeah, it is.
Go.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, skip me then.
I've already done mine.
Okay. Oh, well, good.
Okay.
Death metal for all.
All right, everybody. Yeah. I saved a gem for the last song. It's called Boom Boom by John Lee Hooker. We love talking to you every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Friday in non-daylight savings time.
How you sticking, Radio St. Pete? Good night.
Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down. Right off of your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. I love to see you walk up and down the floor. But when you're talking to me, that baby talk, I just like it like that. But when you talk like that, you knocks me out right off of my feet. How, 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 how. Oh, baby, I love you, baby. Baby, little baby.
That's it.